fascinating discussion in Sefer Chabatzelus HaSharon based on a number of psukim in Megillas Rus. The psukim, as we know, describe in Perek Dalet how Boaz, after performing the kinyan with the Goel, declares that I have acquired the right to Rus Hamoavia, the wife of Mahlon. Konisili Leisha, she is going to be my wife. Lohakim Shem Hames Al Nachalaso, to make a name for the deceased on his inheritance, which Rashi explains means that his wife will continue to come and go in his property. People then will say, oh, this was the wife of Mahlon. They'll keep making mention of his name. And by doing so, there will be a hakamas shame for the mace. And the psukim then describe how after the baby was born from the union of Boaz and Rus, so the women tell Naomi, oh, Baruch Hashem, you have a goel, the Karish Mobi Yisrael, his name will be known amongst Israel. And then that tikrena lo hashchenos shem lemor, the women, the neighbors, the friends of Naomi, call the baby the name Oved. So the Ramban, based on these psukim, Ramban in Parshas Vayeshev, when the psukim there describe that Yehuda, whose son, heir, the firstborn son of Yehuda, had died, Yehuda then tells his next son, Onan, to please marry your deceased brother's wife. Vayom Yehuda la'onan bo elesha sechicha v'abemosa v'hakem zera le'achicha. So Rashi says, Hakem Zera Lachicha means, Yehuda is telling Onan, marry the wife of your deceased brother heir, and Habein Yikari Al Shem HaMeis, the son that you'll have from your brother's widow will be called after your deceased brother's name. That's Rashi. So Ramban says, what do you mean? You're going to insist that when Onan marries his brother's widow, he has to call the baby after his deceased brother? Ramban brings a riot from the Megillas Rus. Ramban says, what happened in Rus? Rus and Boaz had a baby. He wasn't named after Mahlon, the deceased. He was called Oved. So Ramban says, Rashi's plot is not correct. He says, Ein ha-yavam mitzuva likro levno kishem achiv ha-meis. We don't insist that the yavam call the baby by the name of the deceased brother. And one of his rises, Boaz and Rus, Boaz declares, and it doesn't say that they called him Machlon, they called him Oved. That's Ramban's kasha on Rashi. And Ramban again in Parshas Kisetze, when the Psukim and Perek Chafei describe the mitzvah of Yibum, so therefore Ramban there also says, when the Pasuk says, Ramban says, it's not Pashat Pshat, that you have to call the first son by the name of the deceased brother. After all, says Ramban, once again, Boaz and Rus, they didn't name him Mahlon, they named him Oved. So this is Ramban's Kasha and Rashi in Parshas Vayeshev. Oh, okay, good question. So Ramban says, you can say Rashi said in Megillas Rus Perek Dalet that they'll be reminded of the mace, perhaps, or maybe as, there's different interpretations. Sforno has a fascinating shot that means that the mace is Mekayim Puravu through his brother's fathering a child with his widow, because it's really an extension of his Kedushin that the brother, the Yavam, was able to take the Yavama. There's a different interpretation of what it means. Yochum HaShem Achav HaMace. What does that mean? Okay, but if it's a mitzvah to call the firstborn, right, by the son of the mace, then why did the neighbors not do it? It doesn't say that Naomi called him something else, that Rus called him something else. No one called him anything else but Oved. So that's Ramban's Raya. So the Mizrahi on Rashi in Vayeshev says, Ramban, what's his kasha? He thinks that Rashi missed the Beferish of Gemara and Yevamastav Chavdalad. The Gemara says that you don't have to name the baby after the dead brother. What's Ramban thinking? That Rashi missed that Gemara? That's not what Rashi meant. Of course, Rashi agrees that you don't have to call the baby after the deceased brother. The Gemara says, "Imam Stav Chavdal." The Gemara says, "The Brisa." The Gemara quotes says that "Yakum Hashem Achiv" means "Lenachala." that, you know, the inheritance of the deceased is transferred to the brother and then in turn to the son. Well, the inheritance of the deceased is given over to the Yavam and then from him to the son. The Gemara says, Yakom Hashem Achav means l'nachala. And the Gemara says, you might think it means l'shem, that if the deceased was named Yosef, you call him Yosef, Yochanan, you call him Yochanan. No, the Gemara darshan's exer shava to tell me you don't have to give baby the same name as the deceased. And the Gemara Befeir says, even though in Kol Tar Kula, Ein Mikra Yotze Midei Pshuto, you take the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk, but here there's Exer Shava, Befeir tells you, no, not Pashup Shat. You don't need to name the baby after the deceased brother. Because that's the Mizrahi's Kasha on the Ramban's Kasha. Of course, Rashi agrees to the idea that you don't need to name the baby after the deceased brother. In Sefer Chavetz Chaim, he suggests a fascinating, different interpretation for Rashi. Fascinating pshat. He says as follows. And let me just add one more point before we go, continue on. The Mizrahi says, pshat and Rashi is like this. Mizrahi says that it could be that in Vayeshev, Yehuda and Onan and Er, maybe there in Echanami. When Rashi says in Vayeshev, Habein Yikari Al Shem Ames, says Mizrahi, maybe Tak, that was literal. That was literal. I, Boaz's son, was named Obed, not Machlon. So Mizrahi says, very poshut, there's a distinction between Yehuda, Aaron, Onan, and Boaz, Obed, and Rus. What's the distinction? Kodem Matan Torah, Achem Matan Torah. So says the Mizrahi. Kodem Matan Torah, the minhag was that Lav Dafka, the brother, married the widow, but the closest relative married the widow. And then the minhag was also that the first son was named for the mace. That's called a Matan Torah. Comes Matan Torah, says Mizrahi, and now we change everything. Not the closest relative, only the brother. And then as well, Nischat Shalacha says the Mizrahi, that all that is supposed to happen is that the Yavam takes the inheritance of the deceased brother. And there's no need to call your baby son after your deceased brother's name. That's Mizrahi's pshat. Kodem Matan Torah, yes, you did name the baby after the deceased. Lachem Matan Torah, Boaz and Obed and Rus, no need to name the baby after the deceased. Says, as I said before, the Chavetz Chaim HaShulchan gives a fascinating second pshat. He says as follows. Interesting kasha. He says, step back for a second. You're expecting them to name the baby after the deceased. Isn't there a concern of Rea Mazle, naming a baby after someone who died with no children? Isn't that a notion? Right, Marshal, Yamsha Shlomo, and Gittin, Yeshayahu, Yeshaya. We don't like naming babies after someone who died with no children. That's not a good mazel. So the whole notion of naming a baby after the deceased brother, he died young with no kids. You're going to name a baby after someone who was Rea Mazle? We don't like to do that. What's pshat? V'mokom mitzvah, there's no chshash. If the Torah says you name the baby after the deceased, then there's no chshash of Rea Mazle. So says Chavetz Chaim HaShulchan as follows. Whose mitzvah is it to name the baby after the deceased? If you take that approach, that there's taka mitzvah to do so. Whose mitzvah is it? The Yavam. In the case of Miguel Rus, there was no Yavam anymore. Who was the Yavam? Boaz. Where's Boaz? He's no longer alive. He died the next day, before the baby was born. So if you assume there was a mitzvah to name after the deceased, the mitzvah is dafka on the Yavam. But if there's no Yavam, there's no mitzvah anymore. If there's no mitzvah anymore, then you can't blame the Shechenos for not naming the baby after the deceased. There's no chiv on them to do so. The mitzvah is dafka, perhaps, on the Yavam. And if the Yavam is not alive anymore, then there is no need altogether to name the baby after the deceased. So that's what he suggests here, that perhaps, even if you're going to take the approach that there would be a mitzvah to name the baby after the deceased, as per prior to Matan Torah, if you take that approach, the mitzvah would only apply on the Yavam. If the Yavam is no longer deceased, is no longer alive, because he also is deceased, as in the case of the Boaz, there'd be no mitzvah to name after the deceased anymore. That would be Rashi's pshat. In other words, even if you assume that the Yavam of Boaz and Rus was not a post-Matan Torah Yavam, after all, Boaz wasn't the brother of Machlon, right? It was also a different kind of Yavam set up. To begin with, Machlon never was married halachic to Rus. She was a Moaviyah. She wasn't a Giyoris yet, b'shas d'nisuin, according to the Targum Yonasan and the Medrash. The whole thing was a different kind of Yibum. Machlon was never really married to her. Boaz wasn't the brother. It was like a pre-Matan Torah kind of Yibum relationship. So if you're going with the Pre-Matan Torah, and you're going to tell me there's a mitzvah to name after the child, mitzvah is dafka on the yavam. Once the yavam is no longer alive, there's no longer a mitzvah to name after the deceased brother.